This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Animal Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Emily Descalo, the Director of Marketing for Big Dog Ranch Rescue, who is a huge animal lover and is here today to speak with us about the importance of rescue. Emily, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Emily, and certainly the pleasure is ours. So to start things off today, why adopt a dog instead of shopping for a dog? Get into that to get things started.
Sure. Well, there are so many perfectly adoptable dogs right now in shelters across America. And every day there are dogs that are euthanized simply due to space and time. So rather than spending your money on paying for a dog that you think is almost a better option, there are just so many misconceptions about rescue dogs. There are wonderful, loving, forgiving dogs no matter what's happened to them, and they're just waiting for a forever home at rescues and shelters all across America.
Focusing in on the history of Big Dog Ranch Rescue, how did Big Dog Ranch Rescue come to be?
So Lori Simmons is our president and founder, and her breed is Weimaraner. So about 11 years ago, she started Florida Weimaraner Rescue, and she just has the biggest heart ever. So a few years later, she couldn't only say Weimaraners. It expanded to all big dog breeds. That's how we got our name, Big Dog Ranch Rescue, in 2008. And then by 2011, it was all breeds, big and small.
And to make sure I have my facts in order here, I understand you are 100% donor funded. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And we throw three signature events throughout the year. We have a Golf with the Big Dogs tournament in the fall. We have our Bark Bash, which is our big gala in around the holidays. And then we actually have our Wine, Women, and Shoes event, which is coming up. It's next Sunday, March 13th, at the Mar-a-Lago down here at Palm Beach. We'll have 500 women sipping wine, shopping, all in support of the dogs at Big Dog Ranch Rescue.
Sounds like a great event. Today we are with Emily Descalo, the Director of Marketing for Big Dog Ranch Rescue, the largest no-kill dog rescue in the southeastern United States, here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Emily, I hear you're moving to a new facility coming up in July. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, we are beyond excited about it. So, so right now at our current facility, we have about 250 dogs on site, and then another 100 or so in foster homes across Florida. And we are actually moving to our new 33-acre cage-free facility in Loxahatchee Groves in July, where we'll be able to save twice as many lives as we are right now. So we save over 2,000 lives a year, and we'll be able to double that at our new facility. So that's opening up. Our phase one is opening up July, and so that will be where all of our cage-free rooms are. We have the ability, if anyone wanted to sponsor one of our bunkhouse rooms, it's you can actually design the room and name it after either a pet in memory of someone you love or your own family name, and you can design it the way you want. So I know Lori's designed a couple already, and one's kind of themed as a treehouse. We have a couple other great ones. So it's a very exciting time for us. We want to save as many lives as possible and make the transition from shelters to forever homes as smooth as possible. So that cage-free, home-like environment will really, really be a healthy way and a happy way for our dogs to find their forever homes.
How can someone get involved with Big Dog Ranch Rescue?
Oh, there are so many ways to get involved. We love our volunteers. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without our amazing volunteers. We have about 600 active volunteers right now that help us every day at the ranch, whether it's bathing dogs, walking dogs, answering phones, helping our adoptions team, making beautiful adoption cards about our dogs, trying to help market them, sharing our Facebook posts. You can definitely help us by volunteering. Donating is obviously always helps. All the money goes to help our dogs get better. A lot of them come in to us. We have a lot of urgent cases that come in that need medical attention. It would definitely help them. And then fostering a dog, especially as we move to our new facilities, would be very, very helpful. We would love to have to expand our foster program, because our fosters are a great way for us to get to know our dogs even better, because they're in a home environment. Our fosters understand them a little bit more. They're with them 24 hours a day. So it's a great way to learn about our dogs and then be able to find the perfect home for them.
Excellent. And where can listeners get more information, and how can they be in touch?
Yeah, so you can definitely be in touch with us by visiting our website. It's www.bdrr.org, or you can give us a call at the ranch. Our phone number is 561-791-6465.
Well, Emily, you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Emily Descalo, the Director of Marketing for Big Dog Ranch Rescue, with its mission to be a leader in the national animal welfare movement through compassionate, innovative rescue practices and transformative educational programs. And for more information and for contact, simply visit bdrr.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. And the Animal Health and Health News channels are part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.